今天早晨我要和弟兄姊妹一同来交通征战的生活。
This morning I'd like to share with brothers and sisters about the life of battle.
那我想请大家呢先和我一同来读一些的圣经。
Let's turn to some passages together.
我们看提摩太前书第六章。
First Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章。第十二节
Verse 12
找到了我们请大家同声来读好吧
We ask you to read it together
提摩太前书第六章第十二节
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 12
你要为真道打那美好的仗持定永生你为此被召也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证这里哈中文的这个真道啊，在圣经的原文我们也可以把它翻作是信仰
and here the word faith is translated it is just faith
提摩太后书第四章
Second Timothy
第七节
Chapter 4, verse 7.
我们就读前面那一句就可以了。那美好的仗我已经打过了。好，我们再看希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章第一节。
Verse 1.
希伯来书第十二章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们就当放下各样的重担脱去容易缠累我们的罪存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程这里哈那个路程它原文的意思就是征战
The word race is actually battle in the original language
所以神呼召我们奔赴战场
Therefore God had called us into a battlefield
腓立比书第一章
Philippians chapter 1
腓立比书第一章第二十九节和三十节
Philippians chapter 1 verses 29 and 30
腓立比书第一章第二十九和三十节因你们蒙恩不但得以信服基督并要为他受苦你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见现在所听见的一样我们最后看以弗所书
Lastly, let us turn to Ephesians
第六章
Chapter 6
以弗所书第六章我们要从十节读到第十九节
Let's read from verse 10 through 19
我们一起读
Let's read it together
我还有末了的话你们要靠着主依赖他的大能大力做刚强的人要穿戴神所赐的全副军装就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计因我们并不是与属血气的征战乃是与那些执政的掌权的管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌并且成就了一切还能站立得住所以要站稳了用真理当作带子束腰用公义当作护心镜遮胸又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上此外又拿着信德当作藤牌可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭并戴上救恩的头盔拿着圣灵的宝剑就是神的道靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求并要在此警醒不倦为众圣徒祈求也为我祈求使我得着口才能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘好我们圣经就读这些
That will conclude our scripture reading
我们知道在基督徒属灵的生活里面是有征战。
You know that there is always battle in our spiritual lives.
但是我们必须要知道这个征战的来源是什么。
But we need to know what is the source of those battles.
为什么会有这个属灵的征战？
Why is it that we're engaged in such a spiritual battles?
我想如果我们能把这个原因弄清楚了。
And if we can understand the reasons for it.
那么我们就知道如何来征战。
Then we would know how to fight.
我们都知道神在他所创造这个世界里面一个荣耀的目的。
You know that God had a glorious purpose when he created the world.
他就是要借着他所救赎的人。
That through the people whom he had redeemed.
把他建立成为教会。
That he wants to establish them into church.
这个教会呢就是用来做基督的身体。
And the church is the body of Christ.
那么神让他的儿子做元首。
That the Son of God becomes the head.
让我们这些蒙恩得救的人成为他的身体。
And we who are saved becoming his body.
那么神就借着这么一个伟大的器皿。
That through this great vessel.
把他自己彰显在整个宇宙的里面。
And God is to manifest himself in this universe.
我们晓得这是圣经所启示出来非常清楚的神的目的。
And you know that this is a very clear, revealed purpose of God throughout the scriptures.
那我们知道神今天在地上他所有一切的工作都是朝着这个目的往前。
And all the work of God on earth is geared towards this particular purpose.
然后我们看见在这个宇宙中还有一个敌对的势力啊，
and、
就是魔鬼。
On the other hand, we see the power that's opposing this, which is the evil one.
那么撒旦所做的事呢，就是破坏神的这个目的。
And what Satan's trying to do is just to destroy the purpose of God.
他要阻挡这个目的的实现。
He is trying to block the realization of this purpose.
因此呢，在这个宇宙中间就产生了所谓的征战的事情出来。
And hence the battle in the universe.
那我们看见撒旦是如何来攻击神这个目的呢？
And how does Satan attack this particular purpose of God?
我们感谢神，当我们读圣经的时候，
And we thank the Lord as we read the scriptures,
我们就知道魔鬼撒旦他的能力是有限的。
And we understand that the power of the evil one is very limited.
如果今天魔鬼要直接的攻击神，这是不可能的事情。
And it would be impossible for Satan to attack God directly.
他在神的跟前永远只是一个受造的天使，是一个堕落的天使，在神的面前是一个无能的。
That before God he is but a fallen angel who is powerless.
那么我们知道当主耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上的时候，
And we know that when Jesus became flesh,
主在肉身中站在人的地位上也胜过了撒旦。
And the Lord had overcome the evil one in his flesh, standing on the position as a man.
所以魔鬼在主耶稣基督的跟前也是个失败者。
And therefore Satan before the presence of Jesus is also a failure.
甚至到启示录十二章的时候，
That when we come to Revelation chapter 12,
我们看见他在另外一个天使长米迦勒的面前他也是一个失败者。
That before the chief angel Michael, he is also a failure.
所以我们知道撒旦要对付神是不可能的。
So we understand that it's impossible for the evil one to attack God
directly. 他在主的跟前是一个失败者。
That because before the Lord he is a failure.
甚至在天使长米迦勒的面前也是个失败者。
And so was he a failure before the chief angel Michael.
那么撒旦如何来攻击神的目的呢？
So how does he attack, come and oppose the purpose of God?
他就拣选我们这些软弱的人来攻击。
He would choose we who are weak.
我们知道弟兄姊妹，我们是一个堕落的罪人。
And brothers and sisters, we know that we are fallen sinners.
我们站在仇敌的跟前，我们就觉得自己非常软弱。
That as we stand before the presence of the evil one, we feel weak.
所以撒旦既然不能攻击神的本身，
And since Satan cannot attack God directly,
所以撒旦就来破坏神要用来彰显他自己荣耀的那个器皿。
So he chose to destroy the vessel whom God had chosen to manifest his glory.
我们知道人是非常的软弱的。
We know that men are very weak.
所以撒旦攻击我们呢，似乎看起来是非常的容易。
So it seems to be very easy for the evil one to attack us.
所以你看见在创世纪第三章里面，
And therefore in Genesis chapter 3,
当撒旦进来破坏神的工作的时候，
When Satan entered into the garden and destroyed the work of the Lord,
他对夏娃只说了两句话而已。
He only made two statements to Eve.
你仔细地读，只说了两句话。
He only made two statements.
这个夏娃就失败了。
And Eve fell.
所以你看见撒旦要攻击人是非常容易的。
So you see that it's very easy for him to attack us.
他不需要多说话。
Because he did not need to say much.
两句话就叫你失败。
Two sentences and it caused us to stumble.
那弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
我们要感谢我们的主。
We need to thank our Lord.
我们的主成全了救恩
Because our Lord has perfected salvation
把我们救赎回来
That he had redeemed us
弟兄姊妹这说明一件什么事呢
And brother and sister what does it speak of
就他在生命中与我们这些软弱的人联合
That in life he is connected to us who are weak
这是极大的恩典
And that is a great tremendous grace
弟兄姊妹们
Brother and sisters
主与我们在生命中联合这是极大的恩典
That it is a tremendous grace to, for this Lord to be connected to us in His life.
因为我们是非常软弱的一般人。
Because we are a group of people who are very weak.
那么神把他荣耀的计划摆在我们这些人身上。
And God had placed His glorious purpose in us.
这要从人的思想中来想的话呢
That if we try to comprehend this.
这似乎呢主把自己呢放在一个非常不利的地位对不对
It seems like the Lord had put Himself in a very disadvantaged stage.
啊你们有人很喜欢运动
And some of us like to exercise、
啊、我们常常看见是一个球队、啊、
And if you see a group of athletes
那么有一个球员是非常的强的
If you see one of the athletes in the ball team is very strong
但是呢他这些同伴都不行、啊、
And yet his fellow team members are not very strong
所以呢老是打败仗对不对
So they will oftentimes lose
弟兄姊妹们你光你一个人行
Brothers and sisters, is it good enough for you to be strong and everybody else is weak?
你看，你已经处在一个很不利的地位上了。
So you are at a disadvantage.
但是我们要感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
神的心意是愿意跟我们这些软弱的人联合在一起。
It is God's heart that He wants to be connected to us who are weak.
似乎主把自己摆在一个非常不利的地位上。
It seems that the Lord had put Himself in a disadvantage.
因为仇敌不能攻击神。
Because Satan cannot attack God.
他可以攻击我们。
But He can attack us.
他只要把教会破坏。
As long as He's destroyed the church.
神的目的就失去了。
And the purpose of God would be destroyed.
神就失败了。
And God would fail.
弟兄姊妹，你想想，这是何等危险的一件事情呢？
Can you think of what a dangerous scenario that is
啊，弟兄姊妹，每次想到神的恩典在我们这些人身上
And brothers and sisters oftentimes when I meditate upon the grace of the Lord
我想我们只有敬拜
I can only worship
主与我们联合
Because he has been connected united with us
撒旦攻击我们太容易了
And it was easy for Satan to attack us
这样不是很容易就把神的目的破坏了吗
It wasn't easy for him to destroy the purpose of God on us
但是弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢神
We need to thank the Lord
这是他的心意
Because that is his purpose、
啊、那么我们看见大卫在写诗篇第八篇的时候、啊、
That when David wrote Psalm 8
那个时候他已经有这个认识、啊、
And he had such understanding
他这里 有一句话非常的宝贵
It was something very precious he said
在第八篇第二节里面
In Psalm 8 verse 2
他说你因敌人的缘故
He says for the sake of the enemies
从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力
That you have ordained praise from the lips of children and infants
这个婴孩和吃奶的是谁啊
Now who are those infants and children
就是你我这些蒙恩得救的人、啊、
It is but you and me
弟兄姊妹不管你多属灵啊
No matter how spiritual you think you are
在神眼中来看都是婴孩
That in God's eyes you are an infant
顶多吃奶的
Perhaps you are a child
但是呢神在我们这些极其软弱你想想一个婴孩出来是多么的软弱
And you understand how weak is a child and infant
主却从我们的口中能建立能力
Yet he can establish his power in our lips
他说是仇敌和报仇的闭口无言
So to silence the foe and the avenger
他这里为什么说这个报仇的呢
Why is it it says the avenger
啊，因为他曾经被打败过
Because he was defeated once
他在主跟前是失败者
That he is a failure before God
所以现在他要报仇
Therefore he becomes an avenger
他要找谁报仇呢
And who is he trying to take a
revenge on 就找你我这些蒙恩得救的人报仇
It's on you and me who are saved
所以弟兄姊妹我们要感谢主
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to thank the Lord.
神却从我们这些极其软弱的人口中
that in the lips of us who are weak,
建立能力
He has established His
praise 能叫仇敌闭口无言
to silence our enemies.
所以弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
神 有他自己荣耀的作为。
That God has His glorious doing.
所以今天仇敌攻击最大的目的就是破坏神的教会。
And therefore today the greatest purpose of Satan's attack is to destroy the church.
因为他知道神在地上所有一切的工作就是为了建立这个。
Because he knew that all the work of God on earth is to establish his church.
教会一被破坏了。
Once the church is destroyed,
神的目的就失去了。
Then the purpose of God is lost.
那么仇敌就得胜了。
Then Satan has prevailed.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord. 2000
年的教会历史。
That in the 2000 years church history, we see so many infants,
无数吃奶的人,
so many children of God,
从他们的口中建立能力,
that power and praise was established in their lips, so to silence their foes,
神能用我们的软弱彰显他的能力,
that God can manifest His glory and power through our weaknesses.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
friends, sisters,
我们现在很清楚啊,
that we are very clear,
这个整个属灵的征战,
we're clear on the entire battle.
最重要的目的
On the spiritual battle,
就是撒旦要来破坏神自己的作为
The main focus and is for Satan to destroy the work of God
那么神是如何来攻击我们呢
So how does Satan come to attack us
他攻击的凭据是什么呢
What was his evidence and proof
第一方面
他
利用人的肉体
Firstly, he used our flesh.
我们晓得我们从堕落之后啊
You know that after we have fallen,
我们这个人被罪恶所败坏
that we were corrupted by sin.
我们呢可以说是个千疮百孔的一个这么一个东西
And we're so inflicted by all kinds of wounds.
圣经告诉我们说我们里面是一无良善
And the Bible tells us there's no goodness within us.
就是你没有一样地方是好的
that you have no good within you.
啊，我们看见不仅我们这个身体啊容易遭受攻击。
Not only our physical body is easily attacked.
我们在这个世界上面，我们会生病。
And therefore we get sick sometimes.
我们会衰老。
And we get old.
弟兄姊妹，我们为了照顾这个身体啊，我们真不知道费多少的心呢、啊，对不对
？You know how much energy we put into taking care of this physical body.
身体是衰败的。
That yes, this body is being corrupted.
不仅身体是衰败的。
Not only grows weaker.
心理也是衰败的。
So is our heart.
啊，这个是。这个不仅是 physiology 是坏的，这个 psychology 也是坏的。
So we are corrupted and weakened physiologically and also psychologically.
所以里外都是破洞的。
Therefore, all through in and out, we are so inflicted.
所以撒旦要攻击我们太容易了。
Therefore, it's so easy for Satan to attack us.
他碰见主是完全的。他碰见主是完全。
That 完全的是。
是 perfect. 主耶稣是完全。
God Himself and Jesus Himself is perfect.
碰见神更不要说了。
That God is also perfect to him.
一碰见我们这些人呢、啊，这个撒旦就高兴了啊。
And yet when he encountered us, he would be very happy.
啊，你到处都是漏洞啊。
Because we are so inflicted with all kinds of wounds.
所以他要攻击你四面八方啊，什么方法都可以用尽。
And he will use all kinds of tactics and coming from all directions to attack us.
我们不仅我们这个整个人是一种不完全的状态。
Not only we as a person are imperfect.
使徒雅各告诉我们呢。
And Apostle James tells us.
我们这个败坏的人里面还有战斗的私欲。
And that there is a lust that's battling in us.
就是我们也打仗，但是呢，我们是为私欲打仗。
That yes, we're struggling, we're battling, but we're battling with our own lusts.
我们晓得这就是怎么今天世界上面征战的一个根源。
You know that is a foundation. That's the point where we're having struggles.
整个人的历史是一个战争的历史。
That the history of man is a history of war.
都是为着自己的私欲在打仗。
They are in a battle, in a war with our own lusts.
所以呢，人的肉体成了撒旦手中最方便的工具。
And therefore, our physical body becomes the best tool that Satan uses.
所以在新约圣经里面呢，有很多的话都告诉我们，我们要防备我们的肉体，不要给仇敌来用。
And therefore, throughout the New Testament, it warns us not to allow our body to be used by Satan.
我们不要站在仇敌的那一面去。
That we do not stand on the side of the evil one.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
但是我们。是堕落之后成为一个败坏的肉体。
But our flesh has been corrupted after our fall.
仇敌十分容易攻击我们。
And it's very easy for Satan to attack us.
仇敌第二方面的根据。
And the second tools that he used.
就是用世界的引诱。
Is the temptations of the world.
我们晓得今天这个世界。
You know that this world today,
它是按照肉体的条例被建造起来的。
That it is being established by the rules of our physical world.
啊，圣经呢明显告诉我们，这个世界每一样的事物的建立都是符合于人肉体的兴趣的。
That all that's being established in the world is to trying to satisfy our flesh.
所以这个世界的东西没有一样东西不吸引我们的肉体。
Therefore, nothing in this world does not attract us.
在我们的感觉里面呢，有高级的，有低级的。
And in our standard, we see some attractions are higher standard than the other.
啊，有人追求名，追求这个清高，这看起来好像是比较高级。
Some are after fame, and it seems to be more of a luxurious kind.More advanced.
有的人追求物质的享受，好像看起来比较低级。
It seems that some who are pursuing after material gains are just kind of lower status.
啊，你心思意念比较高吗？这个世界有一个高的东西吸引你的。
And if you're more intellectual, then the things that is more intellectual appeals to you more.
你比较低俗吗？它有低俗的东西吸引你的。
But if you're more base, then you're attracted to the basic.
每一样东西都吸引我们。
But everything nonetheless attracts us.
所以呢，基督徒呢，有许多说要求不爱世界，这也变成很大的征战。
And therefore, in order not for us to love the world, it becomes a greater struggle.
我们活在这么样的一种的光景的里面。
Because that is the condition in which we're living.
人站在试探引诱的跟前，真是很难站立。
And we can barely stand before temptations.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢主。
But brothers and sisters, we need to thank
the Lord. 主在约翰福音第16章33节里面，他讲到一件事情。
In John chapter 16, verse 33 says,
他说你们在我里面有平安。
He says, in me there's peace.
你们在这个世界中有苦难。
That you will be suffering in this world.
但我已经胜过这个世界。
But I have overcome the world.
所以在主的救恩里面，他也替我们胜过这个世界。
Therefore, he has overcome the world for us in his salvation.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们要晓得今天仇敌攻击我们。
We need to know that as this is
最主要这里有两个凭据啊。
And there are two tools that methods that Satan attacks us.
一个充分利用我们人的肉体。
One, he's using our flesh.
另外一个呢，就用他所建造的世界。
And on the other hand, he also used the temptations of the world.
所以这样我们就把这个属灵的征战的这个目的和它的整个性质的情况，弟兄姊妹们做一个简单的一个介绍。
And I have just briefly introduced to you the basic characteristics of our battle.
我相信弟兄姊妹，我这样讲应该大家都很清楚。
And I think I have made myself pretty clear.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
一个基督徒一蒙恩得救。
That once a Christian's been saved.
我们要知道我们乃是蒙召进入征战。
That we have been called into a race.
这个征战呢是与生俱来的征战。
And we have been called into a battle that's been there ever since.
简单的说就是你生在战场上。
That simply put it, you have been born into a battlefield.
没有一个人可以逃避的。
No one can escape that battle.
也没有所谓退伍的事情，你不能退伍的。
And you cannot retire from it.
你不能说，哎呀，我远离战场，我做退伍军人，没有的事啊。
You cannot say I will become a veteran and be away from the battlefield.
这一场的战争。
And this battle.
只有打与不打的这个。之分。
You can, there's only a distinction between,
或者说没有打与不打的自由。
There's no freedom whether to fight or not to fight.
只有得胜与失败的这个分别。
There's only a distinction between overcoming a victor or a
failure. 你要不然就是得胜者，要不然就失败者。
You're either overcomer or you're a failure.
没有中间的路线。
There is no way in between.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须明白一件事情。
And therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to understand this.
一个基督徒，你一蒙恩得救。
That once you have become saved,
你就开始进入这个征战。
You have entered into this war.
这个征战是你不能逃避的。
And this is a battle that you cannot escape.
你必须打的。
And there's something you have to fight.
并且呢，这个征战呢，是一个全面性的征战。
And in addition, this is all-out battle.
今天我们晓得这个世界上的征战。
And we know that the battles nowadays in the world.
有的是局部的，对吧？
Sometimes are local.
像今天伊拉克打仗，我们在这里很平安。
It's just like there's war going on in Iraq, and then we are pretty peaceful here in America.
但是属灵的征战呢，没有所谓的前线后方的。
But in a spiritual battle, a spiritual war, there's no such thing as front line or
后方。它是一个全面性的征战。
There's no distinction between the front line or people who are in a safer place.
从我们的个人,
because it's all our battle,
到我们的家庭,
from our individual to our family,
到社会国家,
to the society, to the country,
甚至到教会,
to the church.
弟兄姊妹们, 无处不碰见这个征战。
Brothers and sisters, no matter where you are, you will encounter that battle.
所以在这里我们需要有一点点的提醒。
And therefore, I need to remind you,
关于个人的属灵的征战上面,
that concerning our individual battles,
基督徒最重要的要保守我们的心思。
And the most thing that we need to be concerned about is to keep our mind.
最厉害的战场就在心思里面。
Because the greatest battlefield is within our mind.
如果你的心思被仇敌打败,
if your mind has been defeated by the evil one,
他可以破坏你整个属灵的生活。
Then he can destroy your entire spiritual life.
我们个人的心思需要特别蒙主的保守。
And we need to guard and protect our mind.
今天在这个世界里面,
that in this world today,
我们知道撒旦用尽各样的方法来污秽人的心思。
You know that Satan trying to defile us, defile our mind and thinking,
来败坏人的心思,
to corrupt our mind.
这个战争可以说是相当厉害。
And that is a very fierce battle.
那么不仅心思问题,
not only are the matter of mind,
对基督徒还有个人行为上的问题,
and to Christians there is also the matter of behaviors.
我们要保守我们自己活在主的里面。
We need to keep ourselves in the Lord.
好，我想我只能简单的提。
I can only simply mention this.
那么进入家庭,
now when we enter into family life,
这讲到我们与人之间的所有的关系,
and it speaks of our relationship with man.
这里有夫妻的关系,
there's a husband and wife relationship,
有父母与儿女的关系,
parents and children relationship,
我们还有很多亲人之间的关系,
and all the between your kinships.
弟兄姊妹们，你仔细想一想。
And brothers and sisters, if you pay attention to it,
你发现不仅我们个人的光景是软弱的,
and you will realize not only we ourselves are weak,
我们彼此间的关系也是十分的脆弱的。
So is our relationship with man.
撒旦充分地用这些脆弱的关系攻击我们。
And Satan has used all these weak relations to attack us.
破坏夫妻的关系。
To destroy husband and wife relationship.
破坏父母跟儿女之间的关系。
And children and parent relationship,
破坏我们和亲人之间的关系,
to destroy our relationship with our relatives.
请我们记得,
and please remember,
仇敌的一切的攻击最终的目的是破坏教会,
that the final purpose of such attack is to destroy the church.
夫妻关系破坏了,
when the husband and wife relationship,
教会生活就被破坏了,
when husband and wife relationship been destroyed,
父母儿女之间的关系不对了,
and if the relationship of parents and children being destroyed,
就叫你在教会的生活上非常的软弱,
all the your church life will be weakened.
你和亲属之间的关系破坏了,
if he destroy your relationship with your relatives,
也影响整个教会的光景,
and it will affect the entire condition of the church as well.
不仅有家庭的问题,
not only there is a problem,
社会上的问题,
there is problem in society.
我们有朋友之间的关系,
we have relation with our friends.
所以以弗所书也提醒我们了, 要用智慧与外人交往,
and therefore Ephesians reminds us we need to conduct yourself with outsiders with wisdom.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们和别人做朋友,
that as we are becoming friends with
others, 我们也希望因着我们蒙恩的缘故能把别人也带来信主,
and we want to bring them into the Lord as because we were saved.
但是往往我们看见很多基督徒因为守不住自己所该站的立场,
but oftentimes many Christians cannot guard themselves as on the position of being Christian.
结果我们反而被外邦的朋友影响了,
and we on the contrary being affected by our Gentile friends.
这样你就非常的不智慧,
and that would be very unwise.
这个破坏我们属灵的生活,
and that would destroy our spiritual life.
那么在社会上还有主人与仆人之间的关系,
and there is also a relation between an employer and employee in this world.
弟兄姊妹们, 撒旦只是充分地利用我们这些软弱的光景在我们身上来攻击,
and Satan had attacked us all, using all these weaknesses we have.
不仅今天在这个世界中间有这许许多多的难处,
not only we have so many difficulties in the world,
就是进入教会,
even as we enter into church life,
我们相互之间的关系上面,
that the relationship we have with one another,
也常常成为仇敌攻击的一个目标,
it oftentimes become the target of the Satan's attack.
神要求我们彼此相爱,
because God commands us to love one another.
神要求我们彼此相互的配搭,
God commands us to cooperate with one another.
但是你看看教会的历史,
but if you look at church history,
充满多少的困难在里面,
it's filled with difficulties.
撒旦真是无所不用其极的攻击,
and he used all kinds of tactics to attack us.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
神呼召我们进入这个战场。
That God had called us into this battlefield.
但是这个战争呢，是一个全面性的战争。
And this battle is an all-out battle.
从你的个人，从家庭、社会、国家，一直到教会。
From individual family to society to your country and even to the church.
无处没有征战。
There is battle everywhere.
但是我们要感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
这是神的心意。
Because that is the heart of God.
神是按照他的心意把我们留在这个世界当中。
That according to his good purpose, he had asked us to remain on this world.
那我们要问说我们如何才能得胜呢？
So we ask, how can we be an overcomer?
那么这个得胜的秘诀在哪里呢？
And where is the secret lies?
我想既然主把我们摆在这场的征战的里面。
And since God had put us into this battlefield,
这个得胜的秘诀是我们要非常注意的。
Then we need to pay attention to the secret of overcoming.
第一方面。
And on one hand,
我们要认识仇敌。
First of all, we need to know our enemies.
圣经特别告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us very clearly,
我们的仇敌不是那些属血气的。
That our enemy is not of blood and flesh.
很简单的说。
And simply put it,
你千万不要把人当作仇敌。
You do not treat any other man as your enemy.
我们的仇敌。
And our enemy,
乃是属灵气的。
It is a spiritual being.
是邪恶的势力。
It is the evil forces.
乃是那个空中看不见的。
It is something that you cannot see. It's unseen in the air.
今天我们在教会中有时候看见有一些的光景，实在叫人觉得心痛啊。
But sometimes we see certain conditions in the church and it causes us to be grieved.
我们把人当作仇敌。
And because we have treat others as our enemies.
我们站在仇敌的跟前软弱无力。
We are standing as so weak a man before Satan.
但是对付起人来的话呢，刚强有力啊。
But as we stand before man, we're so strong.
弟兄姊妹，这真是搞错了。
And you are wrong when you do that.
我们绝不能把任何的人当作仇敌。
You can never treat any other mankind as your enemy.
所以主耶稣才有一句话说，你要爱你的仇敌。
And therefore, Jesus said, love your enemies.
如果有人跟你作对。
If there's someone who's against you.
你要学习爱护他。
You need to love him.
你要学习为他祷告。
You need to pray for that person.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们必须要认识谁是仇敌。
We need to understand who is really the enemy.
所以作为一个基督徒。
Therefore, as a Christian.
我们心中没有任何一个人是我们的仇敌，这个才是对的。And
there shouldn't be one man who has become our enemies.
那么圣经也告诉我们。
And the Bible also tells us.
这个仇敌呢。
That this enemy.
他乃是有组织的。
He has a system.
啊，所以呢，我们在以弗所书第六章里看见，那里有执政的、掌权的。
And therefore in Ephesians chapter 6 you see the rulers and the authorities.
有掌管这个幽暗世界的。
And there is a rulers of this dark age.
这就告诉我们撒旦它是一个有组织的一个系统。
So you know the army of Satan, it has its organizations.
所以他对神的目的产生攻击的时候。
So as he attack the purpose of God.
他也有他一定的策略。
He has his tactics.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Therefore, brethren,
我们作为基督徒啊
brothers and sisters, as Christians,
不能糊里糊涂的
you cannot be foolish
所以保罗一再告诉我们不要做糊涂人要明白神的旨意如何
therefore Paul tells us not to be foolish but to understand what the will of God is
我们必须要明白这场仗是怎么打的
and we need to know how to fight this battle
所以呢如果今天你要能够有得胜的经历
therefore if you have some experience of overcoming
你第一个先弄清楚了谁是你的仇敌
you first need to know who is your enemy Enemy.
我再说不是属血气的。
Let me say again, it is not someone who's with the flesh and blood.
乃是那个空中幽暗世界里面的那个掌权者。
But the rulers and the authorities in this dark world.
我们求主让我们在这个点上能有清楚的认识。
And I hope that we can have clear understanding of this.
然后我们感谢主啊。
But we thank the Lord.
我们从圣经里面可以看见。
And we, as we see in the Bible.
我们基督徒还有必胜的秘诀。
And we have another secret of overcoming.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，主把我们呼召进入这场战争。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, as the Lord calls us into this battle.
你不需要害怕。
You don't not to be need to fear.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们。
And Hebrews tells us.
我们要奔赴这个战场啊。
We need to run this course.
啊。 弟兄姊妹，你知道这个战争是必赢的。
You know, because you know that this is a battle that's already won.
你愿不愿意去打仗呢？
Are you willing to fight?
我们看见国家的一个军队，他知道这场战争是必赢的。
If an army knew that this battle would definitely be won.
所以呢，这些士兵们呢，抢着上前线。
And all the soldiers would want to go to the front line.
因为上战场才有战功啊。
Because they would have a,
才有功劳。
Merit, honor.
Reward, 那种功。
And reward.
那么会有奖赏的。
And they will have reward.
那么我们必胜的秘诀是什么呢？
And so what is that secret of our overcoming?
那我们要看见我们的主耶稣基督他是得胜者。
And we see that Jesus as our example of an overcomer.
在启示录第五章第五节里面告诉我们。
In Revelation chapter 5, verse 5 tells us,
我们的主是得胜。
That our Lord is the overcomer.
我们感谢主他曾经道成肉身来到地上。
We thank the Lord that he had become flesh.
他面对面的接受撒旦的这个引诱和试探。
That he had encountered temptation of Satan face to face.
然后他在这个人的这个肉体的大海里面接受各式各样的考验。
And that he received all kinds of challenges in among all these fleshes around him.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
他无论在哪一个点，在哪一个环境里面，主都是站住的。
No matter where he was, standing what position he stood.
即使最后仇敌把他推到十字架上。
And he stood firm even when Satan pushed him to the cross.
用最残忍、最无理的方式把他处死。
And to executed him with the most cruel punishment.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在十字架上说什么？
And what did he say on the cross?
哇，赦免他们。
He says, Father, forgive them for they do not know what they do.
这说明主没有用人作为他的敌人。
And it spoke, the Lord did not see people as his enemies.
虽然这些犹太人、这些罗马人把他钉死了，但主赦免他们。
The Lord forgave those Israelites and Romans who crucified him.
到最后我们看见他说，成了。
And lastly, he said, it is finished.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
sisters,
主即使在那个最痛苦的那个时候啊
in the most suffering moment,
主也站在得胜的地位上
he stood firm.
所以他是全然得胜
and therefore he has completely overcome.
所以他被父神用荣耀把他接回去了
and therefore Father received him back with such glory.
他是得胜者
because he was an overcomer.
感谢主啊
We thank the Lord.
主所以成功这个救赎
And the reason why he has perfected the salvation.
不是为他自己
It is not just for himself.
那是为着我们
But for us.
因着他得胜
Because he has overcome.
所以今天在仇敌的跟前我们可以依靠主的救恩得胜
Therefore today before our enemies we can overcome by the power of God.
所以保罗才在罗马书里面告诉我们
And therefore in Romans Paul tells us.
要靠着十字架靠着圣灵啊，靠着十字架致死我们肉体的行为
that to deal with the deeds of our body through the cross
我们这个败坏的天性啊
that this corrupted flesh
你再怎么去把它修也修不好的
you can never change improve your nature
所以主用了个方式叫它死
and therefore God has used the only way which has caused it to die
这一死的话你就通通结束了
once your nature dies then it is finished
弟兄姊妹们这是何等的样的一个福气
And brothers and sisters, what kind of blessing that is?
我想为着比较出蒙恩的弟兄姊妹啊，讲一点实际的例子。
And perhaps I should share some practical examples for those who just saved.
我们从前有一个弟兄。
And we had a brother, we knew a brother once.
那么他在没有信主之前呢。
And before he became a Christian.
他是非常喜欢这个打麻将的。
He liked to play mahjong.
喜欢赌钱啊。
He loved to gamble.
啊，赌这个天昏地暗的有时候。
And to gamble to a point he doesn't know day and night. 后来他的妻子信
主了。
And when after his wife got saved.
那么他的妻子就常常去教会
His wife went to the church often
他就很生气
He was very angry
把他的妻子的圣经也撕了那个常常打他
And he beat her up and torn up her Bible
他妻子心里面很着急希望他信主
And his wife was very anxious for his salvation
那么就有时候请弟兄们呢到家里来传福音
And sometimes she would invite brothers to her home and preach gospel to him
那么有的时候呢他一打开门一看是教会来的弟兄蹦着门就关上了
And he would shut the door right up after he saw which is saints from the church
那有的时候呢这个弟兄进到客厅了没办法了对吧
And sometimes the brother went into the living room
他说你请坐你就坐在那里
And he would say well please be seated
我照常摸麻将
And then he would just go on and play with his mahjong.
你都不理他的。
He would never pay attention to that brother.
这是非常的窘迫啊。
And the brother was very embarrassed sitting there.
只好这个 低着头那么就走了。
And finally he can do nothing but walk away.
就这么样的羞辱基督徒的。
He put shame to Christians in such a way.
感谢主，主有一天怜悯他。
But we thank the Lord, the Lord had great mercy on him.
他也是出差的时候
And he was on a business trip.
出大车祸的。
And he was in a big accident.
就那个大车祸里面，忽然这个人这个醒悟过来了。
And all of a sudden he was awakened.
啊，结果回来信了主了。
And he received the Lord.
信了主之后呢，有一天呢，他一个同事啊，打个电话到他家来，说呢有牌局要他去打麻将。
And after he became a Christian, there was someone his colleague invited him to play mahjong.
哦，弟兄很有意思，他就写了个便条啊，请他的底下一个人送到那个朋友家里。
And then the brother was wrote a note and asked somebody to send it to that colleague's house.
所以他的朋友啊，一看呐、啊，哎呀，上面写什么？他说某某人呢死了。
And so the notes said, well, this person has died.
哎，他早晨上班的时候不是还看见他的吗？怎么晚上就死掉了呢
？So the colleague was wondering, well, I saw him at work this morning. How come the note says he's dead?
吓得不得了，赶快就冲到他家里去了。
And he just ran to his house.
一冲到家里去啊，按门铃。
And went to this believer's house.
结果是我们弟兄就开门了。
And knock on the door. The Christian brother opened the door.
他那个同事一看，哎，他说你开什么玩笑啊
？And so the colleague says, "Well, are you playing joke on me?"
我活得好好的，为什么说你死了呢
？You are alive. Why did you say you're dead?
我们弟兄说，来，请进来，我告诉你。
So the brother says, "Well, come in. Let me tell you."
他把他的朋友请到客厅里面。
And he asked him to sit in the living room.
他就流着泪对他的朋友讲。
And in tears, he said to his friend.
他说我确实是死了。
He says, "I am indeed, I'm dead."
他说我现在是个基督徒。
I am a Christian now.
我从前的那个人死了。
The old self has died.
那个会打麻将的人死了。
The person who knows how to play mahjong is dead.
弟兄姊妹，这就是十字架的功效。
Brother and sister, that is the effect of the cross.
这是非常真实的事情。
That is something very true.
所以今天，如果我们不靠着十字架致死我们的肉体。
So today, if we do not deal with our flesh through the cross,
我们的肉体就会成为仇敌手中最方便的工具。
Then this flesh will become the best convenient tool of Satan.
所以靠着主的救恩。
Therefore, by the grace and salvation of God,
我们必然得胜。
We will definitely overcome.
那么还有更重要一件事情。
And something else is more important.
你要学习住在主里面。
We need to learn to abide in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你住在主的里面。
Brothers and sisters, as you abide in the Lord,
仇敌对我们就无可奈何。
Satan has no way to nothing to do with
it.
Because our Lord is the overcomer.
那么必胜的还有另外一个秘诀。
And there's also yet another secret.
我们要知道，在这场属灵的征战的里面
，that in this spiritual battle,
圣灵是整个征战的主导者。
That the Holy Spirit is the director of this war.
我们的神从来不被动的。
And because our God is not a passive God.
虽然他知道仇敌的攻击。
Even though he know about the attack of the enemy.
但是主动接受挑战。
God is the one who proactively receives the
challenge. 在圣经里面我们可以举两处圣经说明。
Yeah, there is two passages in the Bible can explain this.
你看在约书亚记里面。
In Joshua.
当约书亚带领以色列的百姓过了约旦河之后。
After Joshua led Israelites pass through Jordan.
他们来到耶利哥城的旁边。
They came to Jericho, city of Jericho.
这个约书亚自己出去啊，看见有一个人站在那里。
And Joshua, as he was near Jericho, he saw a man standing.
那个人手里面拿着一把刀。
And there was a man standing with a drawn sword.
他就过去问他说。
So he asked him.
说你是帮助我们的呢，还是帮助我们敌人的呢
？He says, "Have you come to help us or help our enemy?"
他说我也不是帮助你，也不是帮助你的敌人。
He says, "Neither."
我乃是来做耶和华军队的元帅。
But I am the commander of the army of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这句话告诉我们，圣灵的工作呢，是把我们带向神荣耀的目的。
And then this statement tells us that the work of Holy Spirit is bring us into the eternal glorious purpose of God.
所以这位做耶和华军队元帅的这位就是圣灵。
And this Holy Spirit is the commander of the army of the Lord.
所以我们看见以色列人在迦南地。大获全胜。
And therefore we see how the Israelites overcame in in Canaan.
那是这位隐藏的元帅在带领。
It was through this a hidden commander.
那么你读马太福音第四章的时候。
If you read Matthew chapter 4.
那里很清楚告诉我们。
And it tells us very clearly.
当主耶稣受完浸从水里上来的时候。
After Jesus was baptized.
圣灵就催他到旷野去。
The Holy Spirit led him to the wilderness.
有的地方圣经记载，圣灵催他到旷野去。
And some scripture recorded that the Holy Spirit kind of pushed him to the wilderness.
接受撒旦的试探。
To receive the temptation of Satan.
所以我们可以看见，在这一场属灵的征战里面，这个整个征战的主导者是圣灵。
And therefore we see that Holy Spirit is the director of this battle.
所以你不需要害怕。
And therefore you do not need to be afraid.
弟兄姊妹，我们更应该呢欢然地奔赴战场。
And then we should be joyfully as we go on this battle.
因为主的灵在这里带领我们。
Because God's Spirit is leading us.
那我们所需要的是什么呢？
Then what do we need?
我们需要穿上全副的军装。
We need to put on the full armor of God.
我们知道在以弗所书里面提到征战的时候。
You know that in Ephesians, as it mentions about battle.
这个征战的字啊，乃是用这个摔跤。
And then this battle, the word battles, is struggle.
这是 wrestling.
Wrestling.
那我们知道这个就是保罗在这里形容这个征战的性质。
And that is the way that Paul is trying to describe the characteristic of this battle.
所以我们需要穿上全副的军装。
Therefore, we need to put on the full armor of God.
我们都知道近代的战争都是打装备战的。
You know that nowadays, the battles nowadays are using all kinds of equipments.
啊，谁的这个装备好，谁就打赢了。
Whoever has the better equipment will win.
所以神也给我们预备这个军装。
Therefore, God had prepared an armor for us.
但请我们记得。
But please remember.
这里所谓的军装啊。
That the armor that's being talked about here, it is not for individual.
它是给教会的。
It is given to the church.
因为在这里所讲的，我们大多数基督徒领会都是个人的。
And because most of us understand it to be our armor for us, individual.
我们前面的弟兄们，他们这个用功读圣经的人告诉我们，这个是为的全教会。
But brothers who are devoted, dedicated to study Bible told us that this armor is for the entire church.
所以因此呢，在教会里面。
Therefore, in the church,
我们要传递真理。
We need to preach the truth.
因为只有真理能束我们的腰。
Because only we can only use truth as our belt.
啊，只有神的话是真理。
Only God's word is the truth.
所以教会需要真理。
Therefore, the church needs truth.
不能用那些虚浮的东西来代替真理。
We cannot use something that is false to replace the truth.
教会里面需要传扬公义。
That the church needs to preach about righteousness.
那么只有公义能保护我们的心。
Only righteousness can protect our heart.
啊，我们在教会中需要用平安的福音做鞋子穿上。
That in the church our feet need to be fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace.
教会应当把这个平安的好消息多多的传扬出去。
And that is to say church need to proclaim this gospel of peace.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要平安的。
Brothers and sisters, we need that peace.
基督徒需要安息。
And Christian needs that rest.
啊，我们知道我们的主把一切都做成。
We know that the Lord has accomplished all for us.
我们应当传扬这个好消息。
And we need to proclaim that glad tidings.
还有信心的盾牌。
And also shield of faith.
啊，我们知道这个告诉我们教会需要有无伪的信心。
And that tells us that the church needs to have faith.
要真实的信心。
It is a sincere and true faith.
可以抵挡仇敌所有一切的火焰。
To extinguish all the flaming arrows of the enemy.
然后呢要戴上救恩的头盔。
And then to put on the helmet of salvation.
我们在救恩上面要传扬得清楚。
That we need to proclaim a very clear salvation.
好叫我们基督徒的心思蒙拯救，蒙保护。
That our mind will be transformed and be guarded.
因为我们的心思，我们讲的需要被保护起来。
Because we've talked about how our mind needs to be protected
and guarded. 只有主的救恩能保护我们的心思。
Only the salvation of God can guard our mind.
然后还需要有圣灵的宝剑。
And then we need the sword of the Spirit.
这个充满了高油的主的话语。
It is the anointed word of God.
是神活泼的圣言。
It is the living word of God.
啊，是有力量。
It has power.
所以你看见在以弗所书里面。
Therefore, in Ephesians,
使徒保罗告诉我们需要穿上这样的一个军装。
And Paul tells us to put on such an armor.
啊，所以有弟兄们讲得很好啊。
And some brothers said it very well.
啊，教会呢，就是新兵训练营。
That church is actually a training ground, a camp for a new coming in soldiers.
所以呢，你一蒙恩得救了，你就新兵了，对吧？
So once you're being saved, you're a new soldier.
啊，我们在教会做什么呢？受训。
And so you come in the church to be trained.
受什么训呢？受军训。
And to be trained to be in the army.
啊，我们要受训来打仗的。
We need to be trained to fight in the battle.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
And brothers and sisters,
你必须要做耶稣基督的精兵。
Therefore, you need to be a soldier of Christ.
要受好的训练。
You need to be equipped and trained.
我们晓得一个国家的军队能打仗。
You know that for any country having a good army who can fight,
这个军队的必须受到非常好的训练。
That army needs to be trained well.
它不光是有好的装备。
Not only having a good equipment.
它还需要受到好的一种的训练。
To be well trained.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们才能够在战场上面才能够打仗。
Then he is able to fight in the battlefield.
那么在这个训练里面有一个重要的点。
That in this training ground there is an important thing.
就神的儿女们需要祷告。
That we need to pray.
保罗最后讲的要祷告。
Paul says pray.
为什么要祷告呢
？Why we need to pray?
就像一个军队啊，一个士兵要出去打仗，最需要你装备好了，训练好了，还需要什么东西啊
？And just like a soldier, after being trained and being equipped, what do you need?
还需要什么？需要士气，对不对
？You need to have getting that atmosphere.
这个军队如果士气，这个我们所谓的士气就是基督徒的灵。
That it is the spirit of the Christians.
如果你的灵不够刚强
，If your spirit is not strong,
你的灵不够兴旺
，If your spirit is not strong enough.
你这个战争里面打不赢的
then you will not be able to win
所以你看见有的时候啊那个或者我们讲那个像球队在场上要比赛的时候啊
and just like a team which about enter into a game
他们为什么忽然好多人呢、啊、挤在一起大家手按手这么在那喊呢、啊、对不对啊
why do they gather in a circle and just shout
加油啊加油啊就是这
样啊 and then cheer themselves up
啊或者喊点什么话
or they would just say some slogan
声音很大
And they would shout in a great voice.
那么就希望对方听见的时候心里就软了。
So that the other team, when they heard their shouting, their heart would melt.
那上场的时候呢，就哦，这个很有力量。
And they would be so spirited as they entered the game, the field.
啊，那当然，弟兄姊妹们，今天我们不是光嘴巴喊而已。
And brothers and sisters, of course, for us, it's not just to shout with our mouth.
灵要刚强。
But our spirit need to be strong.
所以每个基督徒都要祷告。
Therefore, every Christian needs to pray.
我们实在感觉今天呢，我们在祷告的事上对主有很深的亏欠。
That we feel that we fall short on the matter of prayer.
各地的教会的光景都是这样，祷告最软弱。
And prayer seems to be the weakest point for all kinds of all churches.
难怪教会没有士气，没有灵。
No wonder there's no spirit in the church.
所以教会呢，乃是一个新兵的训练营。
Therefore, church is a training ground for new soldiers.
今天教会在地上
That as church is on the world,
我们就是神在地面上的部队
We are the army of God in this world
空中的事你不需要管
You do not need to care about things going on in the air
神已得胜
Because God is already overcome
我们晓得今天的战争啊
And we know the battlefield nowadays.
谁有制空权的话，谁就能打胜仗，对不对
？Whoever can gain control in the air, then he is the winner.
所以你要欢喜。
So you need to, you should be overjoyed.
因为我们的主已经复活升天了。
Because our Lord has resurrected.
这个整个天空的势力都是属于主的。
And he ascended to heaven. The entire the heavens is his.
在这个制空的方面来讲的话呢，神是已经完全得胜。
That he reigns and overcomes in the air.
教会是神地面的部队。
And then we are his ground troops.
所以我们需要受训进入这个征战。
Therefore, we need to be trained to enter into this battle.
保罗在他晚年的时候
That in his old age,
当他快要为主殉道
Right before he was to be martyred.
他说那美好的仗我已经打过了。
He said, I fought a good fight.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters,
今天我们也在地上从事这一场征战。
And today we're also engaged in this same battle.
保罗告诉我们，这个战争叫做美好的仗。
Paul tells us that this is a good fight.
不是打乱七八糟的仗。
It is not a chaos.
弟兄姊妹，你要打美好的仗。
But a good fight.
这个战争呢，不仅是打赢了，并且打得非常的美丽。
Not only it is to be won, and also it fought a good fight.
你怎么可能打得美丽呢
？How can you have a wondrous, wonderful victory?
保罗在提摩太前书里面告诉我们。
In First Timothy, Paul tells us.
他说你要持定永生。
He says, keep that eternity.
Eternal life.
Eternal life.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。也许我们讲哦，你讲了这么多的军装，我也不会穿，对不对
？And perhaps you would say, well, I don't know how to put on that full armor.
啊， 讲了这么多征战的原则，我也不知道怎么运用。
And you taught so much about the battle, I don't know how to engage in that battle.
保罗就把这一切都集中在一个简单的点上。
And Paul has summarized all into a very simple point.
就说你要持定生命的感觉。
He says, hold fast to that eternal life.
我们怎么样打这场仗呢？
How do you fight a good fight?
你要根据你里面生命的感觉。
It is based on the instinct of that spiritual life within you.
有时候弟兄姊妹里面有感觉，这个话叫你不要说，你就不要说了。
So if your life, the eternal life tells you not to say things, then you don't.
神感动你说，你就说。
If the Lord moves you to say something, then you do.
神我感动你，叫你不要去这个地方，不要去，你就不要去了。
If the Spirit moves you, forbids you not to go a certain place, you don't.
那件事情不要做，你就不要做了。
If the Spirit forbids you not to do something, you don't do it.
神体谅我们的软弱。
Because God sympathizes with our weaknesses.
主知道我们基督徒啊，不是每一个人都有那么丰富的属灵的知识。
He knows that not each one of us had that abundant spiritual knowledge.
但是你也可以打美好的仗。
But even without it, you can fight a good fight.
主已经把这个生命给了你。
Because the Lord has given you that life.
今天你要活在这个生命的感觉里面。
But today you need to live in that eternal life.
当你能够持定这个生命的感觉的时候。
When you hold fast to the instincts that come from the life.Why do you hold fast to it?
因为什么呢？有很多的时候呢，我们的肉体蠢动啊，开始要往那边去的时候啊。
Because sometimes we're moved by our flesh.
你这个要抓紧啊，不能放。
And you need to hold fast to the life within you. It is that's what it means to hold fast.
我想我们都有很多失败的经历，对不对？
You know, we oftentimes have experiences of fail.
有时我们在那里批评论断人的时候啊。
When we judge someone and criticize someone.
啊，越论断呢，这个里面这个整个肉体都被挑起来了。
And our flesh would just being fed as we complain.
这种生命的感觉在里面说停了，停了，停了。
And the Holy Spirit tell you not to stop criticizing.
但是我们还往前冲了。
But we will continue to do so.
弟兄姊妹，这个时候你怎么要持定？
And so therefore that's the point where you hold fast to that eternal life.
真的碰见有些弟兄们学着好的功课啊。
And I've encountered some brothers who learned a good lesson.
他说我讲好我不讲了。
And as he was judging and criticizing in the middle of it, he would stop.
哎，我说你怎么不讲了呢？
And I would wonder how come you stopped.
因为他里面发生故事了，你知道吗？
And there was something going on within him.
主在里面叫他停了。
The Lord told him to stop.
所以他讲话讲了一半就没有了。
So in the middle of his sentence, he stopped.
这是基督徒的故事。
That is the story of a Christian.
弟兄姊妹，我们要持定这个生命的感觉。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to hold fast to that instinct of that comes from the life.
因为在圣经里面。
Because in the Bible,
每一个真理
that every truth,
每一个经历都跟这个生命有关
every experience has something to do with this life
所以你活在这个生命的里面
that as you live and abide in this eternal life then you enter into truth
你经历各样属灵的经历
and experience truth and spiritual experiences
所以对于今天基督徒来讲
and to a Christian
我们有很多初蒙恩的弟兄姊妹啊
we have some who are just newly believer
从今天开始记得
That from this day on, you remember.
主已经把这个新的生命给了你。
The Lord has given you this new life.
你就守住这个生命的感觉。
All you need to do is hold fast to that new life.
你余下的一生，你就过得胜生活了。
Then you will live a overcoming life for the rest of your life.
神实在是怜恤我们。
And because the Lord is so gracious and merciful.
神如果给我们很多的教条，让我们来守，很难的守不住的。
It would be hard if God were to give us so many doctrines to keep.
但是生命的感觉是活的。
But the feeling that comes from the eternal life is living.
在每一件事情上，每一个人的碰接触上，在许多的这些经历上面，他会给你活的带领。
In all circumstances, in your dealing with men, Holy Spirit will give you the leading and the guidance.
所以保罗对提摩太讲。
Therefore, Paul tells Timothy.
他说你要打为真道打那个美好的仗。
He says you have to fight the good fight.
持定永生。
To hold fast to that eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，你的得胜生活的经历就是一个见证。
Then you will experience and testify that overcoming life.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
神呼召我们进入这一场的战争。
The Lord has called us into this battle.
弟兄姊妹，这个战争呢？
And brothers and sisters,
实在与我们有非常多的好处的。
And this battle is everything beneficial to us.
啊，所以你不要怕的，怕进入真战的。
Therefore, do not be afraid as you enter.
我们讲到神已经为我们摆的那个得胜的这个根基。
And because the Lord had laid the foundation of overcoming for us.
你按照主的带领，在生活中进入这个征战。
And all you need to do is follow the guidance of the Lord in this battle. And what is beneficial to us?
一方面,
and on one hand,
它会使人老练,
He would make you mature.
哎，你只有经过征战，你才会老练。
And you will grow into maturity as you go through battles.
啊，你知道，我有时候眼睛闭起来的时候，我就想起我过去所认识的许多的年长的弟兄和姊妹。
You know, sometimes as I close my eyes, I will remember all these elderly brothers and sisters whom I used to know.
他们在世的日子。
That their life on earth.
他们真是老练的战士。
They were very mature Christians and fighters.
在教会里面。
That in the church.
帮助了无数弟兄姊妹。
They helped countless brothers and sisters.
他们碰见事物中那个处理那事物的光景，真是老练。
And they were so mature in all kinds of dealings.
为什么？因为他们进入征战。
Because they were engaged themselves in a battle.
你知道读四世纪的时候。
That you know when you read Judges.
圣经特别告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
神留下一些仇敌没有消灭。
God has reserved a group of people whom the enemy did not destroy.
为了以色列的后代。
To preserve it for the generations of Israelites.
要叫他们呢，能够知道征战的事情。
So that they would understand the matter of a battle.
所以你从你个人生活的经历的里面。
And therefore, in your individual experience.
你知道如何打这场仗。
If you know how to fight this fight.
你越是依靠主。
The more you rely on the Lord.
越是接受圣灵的带领。
The more you receive the guidance of the Lord.
越有这些的经历。
The more experience you have.
你属灵的生命就越来越成长。
Then your spiritual life will grow.
你这个基督徒就越来越老练。
Then you will mature.Sure, as a Christian.
所以以后有年轻的弟兄姊妹遇见难处来找你的时候，你就知道怎么帮助他们。
Then you will know how to help young brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
教会最怕的光景就是幼稚。
You know that what we're afraid the most in the church is naiveness.
啊，你这个也不懂，那个也不懂，你讲起事情，他都不知道干什么。
And whatever you talk to him about, he knows nothing.
这样为主做见证的非常困难。
And it would be very difficult for such a person to witness for the Lord.
所以我们需要从每一个弟兄姊妹的自己的生活里面学习来经历征战的事情。
Therefore, we need to experience battle in our individual lives.
征战不仅能使我们老练。
Not only battle will cause us to mature.
征战也使我们的生命能够成长。
It will cause us to grow spiritually.
我们晓得啊，无论是人啊，无论是动物，无论是植物。
You know that whether it be animal or plants.
生命的成长都是从不断的得胜的经历里面产生出来的。
That life grows out of victorious experiences.
啊，所以我现在常常觉得一个孩子生出来了，能够长大成人，这真是不简单的。
And oftentimes I feel it's not easy for a child to be born and then grow into adulthood.
哇，经历多少的征战，可能还不知道呢，对不对
？And he would not know that how many battles he has to go through.
不要说外面的这些人事物之间所产生的难处
，Let alone these difficulties, relationship with man.
光是你这个身体，你就遭受不知道无数的细菌的攻击。
And just this physical body encounters so many attacks of the bacteria. And the attacks of the illnesses.
所以生命是在不断的征战里面开始成长。
Therefore, life grows out of a battle.
属灵的生命也是这样。
And so is with our spiritual life.
征战使我们能够长大。
A battle causes you to mature.
那么还有一个点啊。
And also.
在征战的得胜里面
，and secondly in the victory in the battle，
你可才可以有鲁物
，you will have
鲁来的东西啊，这个这个 capture 来的东西啊
，plunder、
啊、
yes，you will have plunder as you win in a battle。
每一次的征战都会使你怎么样的，越来越富足。
And the more you engage in the battle, the more abundant and richer you will become.
所以一个基督徒知道如何打属灵的仗。
So if a Christian knows how to fight a spiritual battle,
他的生活才丰富呢。
Then his life will be abundant.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，And dear brothers and sisters,
这个属灵的征战在今生在地上对我们就有很多的好处。
And therefore, it is everything beneficial for us on this world as we engage in this
spiritual battle. 当我们进入这一切的光景的时候
，As we enter into that kind of condition,
你得过这许多的战利品。
When you gain all these plunder. Then your witness as a Christian will be manifested.
教会也因着你蒙福啊。
And church will be blessed because of you.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
基督徒属灵的生活
，That our spiritual life as Christian
乃是一个征战的生活。
It is a life of battle.
我们作为基督徒
，That as a Christian,
我们没有办法逃脱这个征战。
We cannot escape this battle.
但是我们要知道如何来打这场的仗。
And we need to know how to fight this fight.
主的话已经很清楚地告诉我们。
Because the Lord's word is clearly revealed to us.
我们求主让我们不做糊涂人。
So that we do not become foolish.
让我们能要明白神的旨意如何。
And to understand the good will of God.
今天主把一个很重要的托付在我们这些人身上。
And today the Lord has committed to us and trusted to us a great commission.
那么主要把我们建造成为基督的身体。
That he will establish us to be the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，为着这件事情，
that for this matter,
我们的全人，
our whole body, our whole person,
和我们所有一切的生活，
that all our living,
都跟这件事情关联，
is connected, intertwined with this purpose.
感谢主，
we thank the Lord,
他已经有丰富的预备，
that he has prepared for us abundantly.
感谢主， 圣灵在我们的中间正在带领。
Thank the Lord that His Holy Spirit is leading us even right now.
像使徒们所讲的一样，让我们每个弟兄姊妹呢，欢欢喜喜地奔赴这个战场。
And let us all run with joy the race that's set before us.
最后和弟兄姊妹一同来唱首诗歌，好吧？
Let's sing a hymn together.
我们在结尾的时候，我们要把敬拜归给我们的主。
Because we'd like to give God our worship at the end.
我们唱这个666。
Let's sing hymn number 666.
本来看见这个数字呢，心里面都不大舒服啊，666这个数字啊。
Maybe this number will irritate somebody.
这是仇敌的数字。
Because that's the number of the enemies.
但是编诗歌人很好，把一个得胜的诗歌摆在这个数字下面啊。
But they've done such a good job to put an overcoming song given the number 666.
所以让我们在今天仇敌四部的环境里面，起来唱得胜的凯歌。
So we can sing this victorious song.
他这首歌说，谁是站在主这边？
The song says, "Who is on the Lord's side?"
我们感谢主啊，这一首啊这么雄壮的诗歌啊。
And we thank the Lord such a wonderful strong song.
那是一个姊妹写的，不是弟兄写的。
It is written by a sister.
所以我常常发现在属灵的事情上面呢，有很多时候姊妹们比弟兄更雄壮。
And sometimes I feel sisters are stronger in spiritual matters.
这个 Frances Havergal 姊妹啊，实在是一个非常爱主的姊妹。
And Frances is a sister who really loved the Lord.
她在诗歌上面呢，写了最多的好的奉献的诗歌。
And she has written so many good songs of consecration.
但是这首诗歌也是非常的好。
And this song is one of the best.
好，我想我们一起来把它唱一下。
Let's sing it together.
我们请姊妹弹。来，主我们的神，我们满心的感谢你。
We thank you, our God and Father.
你定下荣耀的旨意，
because you set a glorious purpose,
并且你借着你的救恩把我们拣选出来，
they were chosen us according to your great salvation,
救赎回来，
you have redeemed us.
主你把我们摆在这个属灵的征战里面，
Father, you have placed us into this battle.
主啊，从我们这一面来看，我们是何等的软弱。
Lord, according to us, we are weak.
仇敌、肉体、世界都容易在我们身上占有地位。
And our enemies, our flesh in the world has position in us.
但是我们要举目仰望你这位得胜者。
But as we look up to you, the overcomer.
你在十字架上已经全然得胜。
Because you have completely overcame on the cross.
并且是大得胜。
And it's a great victory.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
你在生命中与我们联合。
That you are united with us in life.
你要我们学习在生活中经历你的大能。
And desire for us to learn and experience your power.
主啊，让我们在地上为你征战。
That we may be in a battle for you.
但愿在征战中你的教会得建立。
Lord, out of may you establish your church through battle.
在征战中，你的儿女们生命成长。
That our life may grow through battles.
在这个征战中，一个一个圣徒蒙恩。
That each one of us will be blessed through battles.
在这个征战中，一个一个家庭得胜。
That every family will overcome in this battle.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
你的恩典实在是足够我们使用。
Because your grace is sufficient.
主啊，让我们答应你的呼召。
Father, help us to answer that call.
我们也不亏负你的呼召。
That we do not fall short of that call.
在你回来的日子之前。
That before your second coming.
天地充满你的荣耀。
That heaven and earth will be filled with your glory.
今天我们活在地上就是你的荣耀。
That today we are your glory on earth.
我们相信你必保全我们。
We know that you will preserve us.
我们把一切的感谢、赞美、敬拜都归给你。
We give you all the thanksgiving, praise and worship.
谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在。
We thank you for being with us this morning.
垂听我们的祷告。
Answer our prayers, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.